The December issue of Our State magazine is out. This month's cover features a mason jar snow bottle decked out with a little cardinal and a Fraser fir. Inside the magazine, you'll find handmade Christmas gifts at the John C. Campbell Folk School, the best country ham for Christmas breakfast, fantastic holiday stories by award-winning North Carolina authors, and as always, incredible photographs that bring the stories to life. New to this December's issue is a group of 16 people of faith who share their powerful reflections on our state. It's called A Prayer for North Carolina. Editor-in-Chief Elizabeth Hudson.
One of my favorites is from Max Carter, who's at Guilford College. He's a Quaker. And he has a line in his prayer that is about how his physical and spiritual ancestors came here to this place before there was even a United States. And I just love the idea of that, you know, this idea of deep connection with home. He talks about the Underground Railroad and the significance certainly of that to the Quaker community and also to Guilford County and really to North Carolina and the nation. You know, it just is a beautiful short essay about that, you know, something that's important to him, especially in his religious role.
I thought his contribution also spoke to what I find here in North Carolina. You can get really profound statements with economy of words and also the humor that comes through.
Right.
And at the very end, he makes a plea, and while I'm at it, basketball-crazed immigrant that I am from a northern state settled by the Tar Heel Quakers, how about another round ball championship for the state? Not just for those blue and red plaid folks in the triangle, but one more for my little Quaker college here in the Piedmont.
I love
Amen.
That. I love
he just
that. Exactly.
It home.
That's right. And, you know, and some of the pieces are really profound and powerful. You know, Fred Bonson, who is here at Wake Forest, he wrote an extraordinary piece about his ancestors, a great-great-great-grandfather who was actually the Bishop of Home Moravian during the Civil War. And he writes about his own grandfather, and he writes about his first experience with the Moravian Love Feast. And it really is just an amazing story that he tells in the magazine. And, you know, I think these are the kind of pieces that after you've been out all day, you know, doing whatever you do for the holidays, it's really nice to be able to just come home and sit down with a tangible magazine, something you can hold in your hands and feel, and it's got, you know, some heft to it, and you just sort of immerse yourself into a story that reflects the place where we live.
I don't know how to say.
With a collection of 16 different essays, and yet certain themes recur, one of which in this state is tolerance.
Absolutely right. I think that carries through. Certainly, you know, the focus here was on the message. The contributors are brilliant writers in their own right, but really we were focused on the message, and I think that is a theme that does come through, is the idea that tolerance is important always, and harmony and inclusivity, and, you know, just good, powerful messages that come through from these really great writers and thinkers.
Our State Magazine Editor-in-Chief Elizabeth Hudson. As a companion to this December's feature, A Prayer for North Carolina, you'll find a fascinating, immersive experience online with each clergy contributor reading his or her essay aloud with supplemental video, entire photo galleries, and more. The readings are accompanied by new works composed and recorded by some of the luminaries of the North Carolina music scene, including the Kruger Brothers, Shauna Tucker, and Rhiannon Giddens. You'll find links to that online expansion of this month's Our State magazine issue on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. You'll find my complete interview with Elizabeth on our website as well. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.